Everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Masechet Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. It says Shavuos Shlo Eshteh. The person takes a Shavuot that I will not drink. Right? He's not going to drink anything for whatever it is during that time. Ashasa Mashkin Harbe. Then during that time, he violated his Shavuot and he drank all sorts of different types of drinks. Enochai Vela Achas. Still, despite that there are different types of drinks, he only be chayv one korban. But if in his shvua he specified a number of drinks, he said, I will not drink wine nor oil, probably olive oil, or honey, different types of liquids, and then he drank them, in that case, he chayv in everyone, similar to the idea we had in the previous Mishnah, that if he specifies different objects within the shvua, that is taken as separate shvua on each object, or if he did not, he did not, seems to be the idea here. Let's see if the Rav has anything to add that we didn't understand. It says the Rav Yeshua Shlo Eshta Yayin Rishem Nizvash. The Gemara Muki law, Gemara establishes the case to be Gigon Shahaya Chaveiro Masariyev Bo. The scenario is that he has a friend who is pressuring him, V'omer Lo, and he's saying to him, Bo Ushte Imi, come and drink with me Yayin Rishem Nizvash. I want you to drink with me some wine, some oil, some honey. Hailo Lomar Shvua Shlo Eshta Imcho, Sulo. All this, the other person had to say over here, all he had to say was, Shvua that I won't drink with you. And that's it. That would have communicated to the other party that he doesn't want his company. Because obviously, on whatever he's swearing to will be considered whatever he is refusing. So why then did he go and specify back to his friend who was pressing him, I don't want to drink wine, nor oil, nor honey with you. Just said, I'm not going to drink with you. Why did he specify all these objects? Clearly he meant, his das was, to separate, to indicate a separate shvua on each of the items, and thereby that's why I could be chayav on drinking every one of those items. So that's basically what I understood. The Rav just helps us understand the scenario, why we view those words as extra. Why we see in those words that that's to distinguish a separate shvua. Says here, Mishnah Dalet, shvua shel ochal. First thing, like a shvua that I will not eat anything. Then he eats foods, but the foods are not so fitting to be eaten to begin with. We'll see examples of that. He drinks which are not fitting to be drunk. Butter. So in that case, he's butter. He didn't do what's called eating, nor what's called drinking. If he took a shvua that I will not eat, and then he ate the things that are food, but they are not kosher food. Nevela is a not kosher animal. Chafis, kosher animal wasn't slaughtered correctly. Shkatzim Ramosim. He ate bugs, also not kosher by the Torah. Chayiv, still chayiv, because even though he did another veir by eating them, he did violate a shvua. It was considered eating. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon, however, poter. Rabbi Shimon says he poter on that. Amar konam ishti nane sliyim achalti hayom. First it says, I take a konam, which is a type of neder or shvua that ushers another person. It says, my wife can't benefit from me anything if I ate today. Bo'achal nevelos uchevis. And he happened to have eaten that day, again, tray food, types of bugs. Shkatzer and musen, vayas and trays, I should say, are unkosher types of animals. Shkatzer and musen are bugs. Harishto, sir. Again, the shvua would be chal, meaning he made a tanai, made a condition. And upon that condition, the shvua was chal. And he fulfilled that condition. So the shvua takes effect. It's chal, and his wife is indeed also. So let's see here. The Rav doesn't tell us what's meant by food that are not fitting to be eaten, or drinks that are not fitting to be drinking. I think we would understand the plain meaning would be something not cooked enough that normally people would eat it. A drink that's not considered a drink, you know, I don't know, drink the jelly of a fish, whatever it be, I don't know, something particularly bad for you. Yeah, so those are cases that it's not considered eating and drinking. This was the first case in the Mishnah, and thereby he was put. But the next case where he ate things that are just not kosher, says the Rav, Achana Velas, Chayiv, Diru'in L'chilein, those things are considered fitting to be eaten. Ilav D'Rachmana Asrinu, had it not been that the Torah forbade them. But they were indeed categorized as good foods, good drinks, and the Torah said no. Rishimon Poter, Rishimon Poter's on this case of eating not kosher things. The Mushma v'Omir Mehu Aleim. This is going to be a concept that comes up a lot in Shavuos, that he is already sworn to them from Har Sinai, meaning Har Sinai we all took a shvua, well, accepted the Hashem's commandments in the Torah, and there we swear to keep those commandments, and we already said we're not going to eat these things. So you have now his shvua can't possibly double up and add another issur to something that's already awesome. The argument in particular between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakamo is a case where a person is including mutter things with already usher things. For instance, swore that I will eat neither, I will not eat neither properly slaughtered animals, nor treif one that are not. So he includes in the shvua, shchutos is something the Torah allows him to eat, so he is creating an isra on those, but treifos is something the Torah already said is usher. Tanakama sover, miko de chayel shvua ashchutos, chayel anami ha-treifos. Tanakama holds. The thing that the shvua will take effect on the already shechted animals, it will also take effect on the treif animals. The isra chal, isra v'isra kol, because this is the rule, one isra can take effect on top of another pre-existing isra with an isra kol, if that new isra is concluding more. And in this case, he added more than the Torah said. The Torah forbade Chafas. He's also forbidding on himself Shkutos. So he added something. Everybody can be Chal on the Chafas. Rabbi Shimon says, in Isser Chal, Isser, the Isser Kol, that an Isser cannot be Chal, cannot take effect on top of another one, even when you're including one. Bein Halachi, Rabbi Shimon, Halach, Halach, Rabbi Shimon, like Tanakama, that we do say an Isser can be Chal, can take effect on top of a pre-existing one, as long as something's being added. Then we have the case of the Tanai, for to make a condition, if I ate today, my wife is usher, and he did eat today, but he ate not kosher things. So over here, all the Mishnah said, it didn't bring Shita to Rabbi Shimon, just said, indeed his wife becomes usher. So Ishto Asur, Shahare Ochal, Shahare Ochal, Ochal, and he ate, my text here is a little bit blurry, he ate foods. I feel Rabbi Shimon, this time even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Why? The time of the potter become Isa, the reason Rabbi Shimon potter in the earlier case, lad mishim delav bnei achilin, and it wasn't because they weren't considered foods. Alish ein shvu chal adavra isra, as we explained, the reason was because the case was a case where a shvu would have to take effect on a pre-existing isra of the Torah, and that didn't work according to Rabbi Shimon. Over here, he's not doing that. Over here, he's just saying these are things that I ate, and he did eat. So Rabbi Shimon would agree. Thank you for listening. Continue.